Drover had just wiped out the left rear tire and was going towards the front one. Seemed to me this was poor judgment on Drover's part. The boxer sprang to his feet.
Get away from that tire, runt. No two-bit cowdog's gonna mess up my tires.
I didn't like his tone of voice. I got up and wandered to the side of the pickup. Say there, partner, maybe I didn't hear you right. You weren't suggesting that there's any two-bit cowdogs around here, were you?
I ain't suggesting, buddy. I'm saying, you're a couple of two-bit cowdogs.
Do you mean that as an insult or a compliment?
Cowdog don't mean but one thing to me. Sorry and two-bit.
Oh, dear, Drover. The dust seems kind of bad all of a sudden. Why don't you wet down that other tire? He grinned, hiked up his leg, and let her rip. The boxer went nuts when he saw that. All at once, his fangs were flashing in the sunlight. He lunged against the chain and started barking. Big, deep roar of a bark, so loud you could feel it bouncing off your face. I waited for him to shut up. You want to take back what you said about cow dogs? He lunged against the chain and slashed the air about 6 inches from the end of my nose. I guess not. I hopped down, skipped around to the right side of the boxer's pickup, and wiped out the front and back tires. Drover and I met at the front, swapped sides, and gave each tire a second coat. Big and Ugly went berserk. He fought against the chain and roared,
"Let me at him. I'll kill him. Just let me at him."
Drover and I finished the job and hopped back into the pickup bed. When the cafe door burst open, we were fast asleep. Slim, Loper, and the boxer's master stormed out. "What's going on out here, you dogs?" "It's my dog, Loper. He's making all the racket." "Bruno, shut up. You're disturbing the whole town."
I sat up and opened my eyes.
Bruno was getting a good scolding from his master. He whined and wagged his stump tail and tried to explain what had happened. But his master didn't understand. This seems to be a common trait in masters.
"Now you lie down and be quiet. I don't want to hear another peep out of you. You know better than that."
The men went back inside. I waited a minute and then gave Drover the coast is clear sign. We got up and went over to the edge of the pickup.